we feel it's a win, but we wish that we could have gotten them to leave the area completely. That would be our dream.
Wheatfield resident Giuliano has been working to lead the fight against the use of Equate by Quasar Energy Group. The company has operations in both Erie and Niagara counties. Residents say the liquid fertilizer is a harmful product that contains human waste. This town ban will still allow farmers to spread Equate on fields, but no expansion will be allowed.
Any future plants that want to come in here, anaerobic digestion companies, will be banned. Any existing activity is allowed.
Tonight, the town board meets once again to discuss details of this ban. Otto and other citizens are calling for tougher penalties.
Right now, they have some monetary penalties proposed. I personally would like to see a violation. Any violation would be penalized by having a suspension in production. No deliveries, no production at all. So any type of air violation, any DEC violation or spreading violation would be punishable by 30-day suspension in production.
Otto says Quasar was represented at the town meeting when the ban was approved and were not happy, even hinting of potential litigation. This byproduct is generated at two facilities, one in Wheatfield and West Seneca. The company wanted to set up a 5-million-gallon storage tank in Wheatfield and offer it free of charge to farmers. But Otto says the material is sewage sludge. It could pose a health risk, potentially containing more than 60,000 toxins. The state DEC and EPA say the practice is legal, but DEC permits include a harmless clause. Quasar, based in Cleveland, says it recycles energy from organic waste. Otto and other community activists are gearing up to launch another leg of their fight. They'll be proposing a community bill of rights to give citizens the right for clean water and soil and clear from chemicals and pathogens applied to the soil. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.